Hello and welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy, where we're learning all about Microsoft Azure Operational Insights. I'm still Matt McSpirit, and I'm still joined by Laura Cruz. And in this module, we're going to be taking a look at some of the deployment options for Microsoft Azure Operational Insights. Mm-hmm. So Laura, what have we got in store in this module? What are we going to be covering? What are the different scenarios? Tell us a bit about that.
Right. So we today support three different ways of deploying Operational Insights, and it varies depending on what you've already deployed to your environment or what you're using. So if you're using Operations Manager, there's one way to deploy through that. If you're on Azure and you have Azure VMs, you can actually enable Operational Insights on Azure VMs. And you can also install an agent on any server that supports the Microsoft Monitoring Agent. So it's really as simple as that.
We went through the system requirements earlier on, so Windows Server 2008 mm-hmm. onwards for that supporting that agent. So I think that's the first scenario we're going to look at, isn't it? Connecting the servers directly to an operating system, Windows Server 2008 onwards. So talk us a bit about that.
Yeah, so this is actually a really exciting offering that we enabled this year, and I had the pleasure to work on. So all we do is we provide the Microsoft Monitoring Agent, which is really the same agent that's an Operations Manager. We provide it through the Operational Insights portal, and you just download it to whatever machine you want to analyze machine data for. Once you've installed the agent, all you have to do is provide your workspace information, which is also provided on the portal on the same page. You download the agent, and as soon as you're done with the wizard, you're done.
Okay, so we're going to see that in demo shortly. Mm-hmm. You'll see what that means firsthand around the workspace and connecting it to your Azure Operational Insights accounts and workspace. So we'll look at that. So that's that scenario. Mm-hmm. Seems almost too good to be true. Like the demo in the previous module was so simple. What about another scenario? What about, you mentioned Azure before. What's the scenario around Azure?
So we support Operational Insights on Azure VMs and also on storage accounts. All you have to do is go to the Azure portal, and there we have actually inserted options into the menu where you can create an Operational Insights workspace, and you can enable Operational Insights on virtual machines. And it's really as easy as right-clicking a virtual machine and enabling Operational Insights on it.
It's almost too easy. Where's the complexity? We're missing some of that complexity. So that's the Azure portal. So that's for people who have perhaps already started running workloads on Microsoft Azure in IaaS VMs. So they've chosen to deploy virtual machines in that manner. Mm-hmm. And you're saying we can provide insight into the machine data that's inside that VM. We're not talking about machine data of the Azure service itself here. We're talking specifically about inside your VMs that you've deployed. And again, we'll look at that scenario in demonstration shortly. Mm-hmm. So that's two out of three. What's the last scenario? We're building up here.
The last one is for customers that still have on-premises environments and are running Operations Manager. We can actually let you reuse the Operations Manager agent. And by going through the Operations Console, you can register to Operational Insights and enable it on whatever agents you choose. So you don't have to choose all of your Operations Manager agents. You can actually choose a group of them or a subset of agents by choosing them individually.
Okay, so that's an investment in System Center Operations Manager, if anyone was wondering what is Operations Manager, because they're very close, the terms, Operational Insights, Operations Manager. But we're really referring there to System Center Operations Manager. And I think we had on the system requirements earlier, there was a version of Ops Manager that was required, at least, was it 2012 SP1, I think?
For 2012 SP1, we require update rollup 2 or later. So we just recommend that if you're on SP1, just install the latest update rollup, which will include the Operational Insights attachment. And then it comes out of the box with System Center Operations Manager 2012 R2.
Right.
You should also install the update rollup in that case, because we've actually added features. We've rebranded the product. So whatever SP1 or R2, just download the latest update rollup, and you'll have everything you need to connect to Operational Insights.
Perfect. So that's the three scenarios, the direct connection, deploying with the agent, integration with Microsoft Azure, and then we've looked at the third one there briefly with integration with System Center Operations Manager. So what's left to do but have a look at these three scenarios in action. So let's jump across to a demo.
So we're going to start by showing you how to connect a server directly to Operational Insights. And I'm back to the Operational Insights overview page, where I've only just signed up and created my workspace. I haven't really done anything.
This is the one we showed in Module 1, where
exactly.
You literally went through that extensive sign-up demo. It's very difficult, but you just managed to scrape through.
Barely. So now that you're on the blank overview page, the first thing you want to do is you want to download the agent software. So all you have to do is go into servers and users usage, and it will be that big red tile that's glaring at you in the overview page. And within the overview page, you'll see what is your usage, which right now is zero because we've just created this workspace. And you'll see columns for how many servers are connected directly and have communicated with Operational Insights in the last 2 weeks. And in a later module, we'll actually reference this, but this is management groups is for how many operations manager management groups have connected to Operational Insights in the last 2 weeks. For servers connected directly, we're just going to stick to the middle column here. And the first thing you're going to do is click configure so you can configure your servers to communicate directly. Now, this is a dangerous page to show other people. I'm only showing it here because this is a demo account that I'm going to delete at the end of the day. But you don't want to share out this information with other people. This is actually the keys that you're going to use to connect your agent to the Operational Insights workspace. So the first thing we're going to do is you're going to get the agent download file from this link and just download it. And it's actually a pretty small download, so it shouldn't take that long to set up. And while that's downloading, make sure that you have your workspace and your primary workspace IDs available to you. We've actually added some nifty copy buttons here so you can.
That is very handy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And we've actually seen some customers run into issues, you know, with typing. So we recommend that you just copy this and paste it into the setup file.
I find typing quite difficult.
Especially typing a GUID.
Yeah, I mean, that is a long amount of letters and numbers.
So, so we've actually downloaded the agent file, and I'm going to install it on this very same machine where I have the portal open.
Okay.
So I'm just going to run setup.
Now, if you're doing that manually, obviously, but if you've got a lot of machines, and you're not using Opsman,
you can still do this programmatically.
Okay.
You can still do it programmatically. You can install the agents programmatically and in bulk, and we actually give you access to scripts to do that through our blog, and we'll reference that at the end of this course. And after you've installed them, you can actually configure them in bulk as well, providing your workspace key and your primary workspace ID.
So it can be essentially a silent install in the background.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So we've started with the manual wizard. I'm going to go ahead, accept.
You've read that before, obviously.
I always read this. I've read it. pick where you want to install it. And the first thing you want to do here is you want to select that you do want to connect to Microsoft Azure Operational Insights. Since this is the same agent that you can use in Operations Manager, it gives you the option to connect to that, but we're going to skip that in this case.
It wouldn't allow you to take both, would it?
It would, right. Actually,
yes. Because you can have both.
You can have an agent reporting to Operations Manager and to Operational Insights. It's not recommended.
Collecting different data, though, isn't it?
Well, they could be collecting the same data, so that's actually why you might not want to do it, because there will be a lot of duplicate data getting copied.
Right. Okay.
Collected. But yeah, you can absolutely do it. All right, so here's where I get asked for my workspace ID and key that I should have copied from the portal. So the first thing is I'm going to paste my workspace ID, which, remember, you don't want to show other people, and your workspace ID, which much less show to other people. And one feature that we've actually added into this wizard is we're going to actually validate that the workspace key and ID are correct. And at this point, you can also set up your proxy URL, and if it requires authentication, you can also set that up. And my setup doesn't require it, so I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
So once I've provided my workspace ID and key, I'm going to hit Next. I'm going to confirm all my settings and install it.
So when you click Next in the prior step, would it have done the validation there and then? Would you have had an error if it had not been able to communicate?
The error will actually be, I believe, at the end of this. So it's installing the agent, and then as soon as it's installed, it's going to try and use the workspace ID and key that I just provided it to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then it will do the validation. And if there was something wrong, it will tell you, and it won't let you go through.
Fair enough. There you go. So that, I guess, is a quick install. I'm guessing we're more or less.
Yeah, and we're actually done. So this is the last screen of the wizard, and it's actually telling you that you can go and change the settings at any time through the control panel. I'll show you that in one of the future modules for troubleshooting, because this will be important if you have issues with your environment or if you need to regenerate your workspace keys.
Okay.
And we're done.
So that's the end of demo one. So again, it's almost too easy. So that's the direct connect option. And that's, you've seen how easy it was then to install and deploy the agent, obviously on the blog, and we've got links to resources in the final module in the summary, where you'll be able to find out how you can automate deployment of that agent and the configuration with your workspace IDs and necessary credentials across a large number of machines. Mm-hmm. But in the next demonstration, we're going to take a look at the Azure portal scenario. So that was that second scenario that Laura outlined earlier on. So let's take a look at that in action.
Cool. So we are now in the Azure portal, and I'm going to show you how to create a workspace from the Azure portal and also enable operational insights on an Azure VM, which is really, really easy.
Before you do that, though, so in my Azure portal, I don't remember seeing the operational insights menu item there. Is that something that everybody should see, or is there something
it
that...
It will be there, and it's pretty new.
Okay.
So you will see it now under new app services, and towards the bottom there, you will have operational insights. So I believe you will still see it, even if you have zero operational insights workspaces, but yeah, it's pretty
okay,
new.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember mm-hmm. seeing that recently.
Yeah.
This thing's sneaking into my... Okay, so carry on. Go ahead.
Yeah, so for the first thing you want to do is you want to create a workspace through the Azure portal. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to click New. You're going to go to App Services and look for Operational Insights there. And it'll tell you we're in preview. And just through Quick Create, you can create a new account and give it a demo, a workspace name.
So if the one we created earlier, the workspace, this is unrelated to that?
This is an unrelated one, yeah. This one's brand new, and we want to create it through Azure, so it's connected as an Azure workspace and also an Operational Insights workspace.
Right, yeah. Okay.
The other one was individual to Operational
right.
Insights.
Right, so the other one I could only really use for monitoring my stuff that's on-premises?
Exactly.
This one I could use for on-premises and for stuff that mm-hmm. I'm running in Azure?
Yeah.
Or exclusively stuff on-premise?
No, you can actually use this one for stuff on-premise, and you'll see it through the Operational Insights portal, and there you'll be able to use the workspace key ID and primary key and ID to install anything that's on-premise.
Great, okay.
Yeah, so I've given this a name that is great, that's available, and I've chosen a free tier, and the location for my data center is in East US right now.
And the tiering is related to pricing when we do actually release the...
Exactly. And it'll all depend on how much data you want to ingest. Free has a limit on how much data we keep and how much data we can ingest. The standard and premium tiers have more extended availability for ingestion. So I just click Create, and that's pretty much it. So now my workspace is being created in Azure, and I can add VMs to it and store it in Azure storage accounts as well. The other thing I want to show here is, while that one's activating, I'm going to go to one of the workspaces that I created previously and show you the different things that are available to you. So once you create a workspace on the Azure portal, you can visit your Operational Insights account. So go to the Operational Insights portal from here. Mm-hmm. You can enable Operational Insights for your Azure virtual machines, for on-premise servers as well.
Yep.
And you can also select storage accounts to also be analyzed by Operational Insights.
All right, so if you're a consumer of the websites or the worker mm-hmm. roles already in Azure, they're obviously being, for the most part, being stored on the storage accounts that you've mm-hmm. got linked to those. You can now get some insight into those workloads as well. Okay, so it's not exclusive for Azure Virtual Machines. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then we actually give you information here, too, on how to connect to Operations Manager. So you could potentially add Operations Manager agents to this workspace as well.
So even though you're doing all the setup here, enabling for Azure, you're being linked off to different mm-hmm. guides,
exactly.
if you will, but then you'll still go and look at the information in the Operations Insights portal.
Yeah.
So this is just guiding you through all those different.
Exactly. This is, yeah, and then you can hide this if you don't want to see the quick start again. Then you know what's available. You can absolutely hide it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go into my servers page, and I have one VM that does not have Operational Insights enabled, and you'll see it there, and it'll show you whether it's enabled or not. And all you have to do is make sure that virtual machine is enabled and click Enable Operational Insights.
So I don't do this from the virtual machine's view. I do it from here.
You do it from the Operational Insights view. You look at your servers or your storage, and then you select where you want Operational Insights to be enabled.
Right, okay.
And that's it. So right now what's happening is the Microsoft Monitoring Agent that I used in the previous demo is actually getting installed in the virtual machine right now, and it's getting connected to the Azure workspace. It already has the information. It doesn't need me to supply it at all. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, so where did it get the workspace ID and everything from? Did it just
from Azure itself?
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
From Azure itself.
Great, interesting. So you add another tab on the options there, that scale tab. What was that all about? Mm-hmm.
One is more about the different tiers.
All right, so you can change tier if you want.
Exactly. Right. So scaling is really, you know, how much data do you want to have getting ingested and getting retained as well in your environment. So I'm going to stay on free for now.
Okay, so when you added the new server before, how long does that typically take to activate? Because if you had quite a few.
It should take a few minutes. It's installing still, but it doesn't really take that long at all. Give it a few minutes, 10, maybe 15.
Okay, and how would you do this at scale if you had a lot of Azure VMs that you wanted to enable? Is it a one by one, or is it?
I think at this point you would have to go one by one. I don't think we support the NAPI option yet, but yeah, you would have to do this.
Okay, cool. And what are your options down there for manage existing? I mean,
You would actually go back to the Operational Insights portal.
Okay, cool. Yep. Well, I guess that concludes that demo. Again, you've seen how easy it is for that scenario, how you start to integrate with the Azure portal. It gives you a different angle to get insight into virtual machines and other services you've got running on Microsoft Azure. So we've seen the purely on-premises play. We've now seen one that uses on-premises and Microsoft Azure if you want to get insight into those workloads as well. But the final demo that we're going to jump across to shortly is around how you integrate with Operations Manager. So let's take a look at that demo.
Okay, so for this third deployment demo, we're going to show you how to connect to Operational Insights from an Operations Manager environment. And what this is going to do is this is going to reuse the Operations Manager agents that you've already deployed and connect them to your Operational Insights environment. So I'm here in the Operations Console, that is one of the components in Operations Manager, and I'm going to switch from Monitoring View over to the Administration View. Now, within monitoring, within administration, you should see the Operational Insights icon and name in the notes. If you don't see it, you might have System Center Advisor, and what that means is you haven't upgraded to the latest update rollup that includes the new branding. So that's why we recommend you upgrade to the latest. It will always have the newest features. It'll have any branding changes that will keep things fresh on your console. So within Operational Insights, go to the Operational Insights Connection node and click Register to Operational Insights Service. Now, what this is going to do is this is going to ask you for the same Operational Insights account that you use in the Operational Insights portal. So I'm going to go ahead and use a Microsoft account and enter the account I've been using throughout this demo. And I'm going to sign in. And this has established a connection with my account, and it's already showing me that demo environment that I created earlier in another demo. So I'm going to go ahead and select that same workspace and click Create. And this is now creating that connection between Operations Manager and Operational Insights so that I can actually add the Operations Manager agents to my Operational Insights workspace without having to redeploy everything all over again. And as Operations Manager users know, you know, Operations Manager deployments are not trivial. So it's really good when you can reuse all the hard work that you've already done to connect to another really awesome service.
Okay. So that seems, again, quite an easy process. So you've connected that. So you're really protecting that existing investment, that knowledge that you've got from OpsMan. But it's going to use that agent to collect more data that it's looking for, more machine data that it's going to then allow you to analyze.
Right. So my wizard has actually finished. I'm going to go ahead and close. It's confirmed that it's using the right Microsoft account and it's using the right workspace. I'm going to close it. And the next thing I need to do is actually add computers or computer groups to Operational Insights, because we're not going to take by default all your Operations Manager agents. There could be hundreds and thousands of those. So you go to Add a Computer and Group, and you can search for individual servers or an instance group that you've already created in Operations Manager. And when you click Search, the machines that are in your Operations Manager environment will become available. So I'm going to go ahead and select those. One of those, for those of you that are familiar with Operations Manager, one of these is my management server, which is where the core component of Operations Manager is running. And another one of these machines is my agent. And you can actually use an Operations Manager management server as a computer in operational insights. So there's no limitation there.
So what you're saying there is that these two machines you're monitoring, they're actually running Operations Manager stuff.
They are, yeah.
But that's irrelevant. Yeah. It's still, they're just
servers. If it has the agent, Operational Insights can listen to it, basically.
Right. So it's just quite a small Operations Manager environment. That
it is. It's a very small. This is my teeny tiny demo environment. So that's actually it. I've added both of the computers that I have in Operations Manager to my Operational Insights environment. And now when I go to the portal, I should be able to see the computers from Operations Manager reporting to it pretty soon, probably in a matter of 30 minutes, while it downloads management packs from Operational Insights that will tell it what rules to collect depending on what intelligence packs you've added. We'll talk more about intelligence packs later, but that's pretty much everything you have to do to set up Operational Insights through Operations Manager.
Again, almost too easy. too easy. It's just too easy. That brings us to the end of Module 2. So thank you very much for watching. Hope you found that useful. We went through the three key deployment options for Operational Insights, directly installing an agent. We looked at Azure and where that comes in and the integration there and how it enables you to get insight into data that's collected within Azure Virtual Machines or the web and worker roles. And then we finally looked at the integration with Ops Manager. So you'll see there's a collection of scenarios there that really cover all the bases in terms of what you would want to collect within your infrastructure. So hopefully you join us in the next module, where we're going to be focusing on actually using Operational Insights. So we're going to go back to the portal, look at some of these intelligence packs that Laura's been referencing, how we start to bring those in, add new ones, just day-to-day usage before we then move on in later modules to security and troubleshooting. So I hope you join us then, and thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.